Gunray's nictitating membrane spasmed.
Worse? How can that be?
The Republic Senate is on the verge of passing legislation that will enact taxation of the free trade zones.
This is an outrage.
To be sure. But I warned you that this was coming. Supreme Chancellor Valorum has lost all credibility, and after what occurred at Eriadu, the Senate is determined to weaken the Trade Federation further. King Varuna may have been able to stall the Senate, but he has abdicated, and young Queen Amidala and Naboo's senator are leading the call for taxation. With the Senate preoccupied, the moment is right for you to begin assembling a fleet of armed freighters to impose a blockade.
A blockade? Of what system, Lord Sidious?
I will inform you in due time. When Gunray didn't respond, Sidious said, What is it, Viceroy? Across the vastness of space, I can perceive the reeling of your feeble brain.
Forgive me, Lord Sidious, but as my advisors have pointed out, the redistribution of our vessels carries with it considerable financial risk. To begin with, there is the cost of fuel. Then, with so many ships allocated to an embargo, a disruption in trade in the mid and outer rims for however long the blockade is maintained. Finally, there is no telling how our investors might react to the news.
Sidious leaned forward. So this is about credits, is it? Gunray's muzzle twitched.
We are, after all, Lord Sidious, a commercial enterprise, not a navy.
Sidious didn't respond immediately. When he did, his voice oozed disgust. Even after all I have engineered on your behalf, you fail to grasp that by allying with me, you are investing in the future. He flicked his right hand in dismissal. But no matter. Does it not occur to you that your most valued investors are in a position to reap great profits from your knowledge of what is about to happen? Would they not profit from learning that the Zaichar, the Genosians, and other unionized insectoids have turned their pincers and claws to the manufacture of weapons? Might you not balance your precious budget by gaining from other shipping companies what revenue the Trade Federation risks losing? Gunray looked uncertain.
We feared that such actions might undermine the element of surprise, Lord Sidious.
That is the reason for swift action. Gunray nodded.
I will order a fleet assembled.
Sidious sat back in the chair. Good. Remember, Viceroy, that what I have delivered to you, I can just as easily take away. Sidious ended the transmission and lowered the cowl. Was this a vision of the future? A life of micromanaging the affairs of incompetent beings, while he and Plagueis set in motion the final phases of the grand plan? Or was there perhaps some other way for him to govern? In malevolent satisfaction.